UFPW monitor.
KE8ZRI, KE8ZRI, NAWRO, statewide 1. Nothing heard, NAWRO listening.
KF8DPZ, statewide 1, monitoring.
Well, good morning, Cliff. How's it going?
Not bad, Jim. I'm still waking up a little bit, getting ready to go take care of a couple of oil changes. But, other than that, man, not doing a whole heck of a lot this morning. Turn the radio on, wasn't expecting to hear anybody come back. So, good morning to you, sir.
We got one of our guys, Brian ZRI, that just got a DM32. You might be aware of that, and he was going to try to test it here as well.
All right, copy that. I'll sit here listening for him, too. And we'll see how well he's doing with it.
Just had a brief QSO with him on FBI, so he got the analog down. It seemed good. He said it was receiving a little, light on the reception, I guess, but he was going to switch over here. He may still have to put it in yet, so I'll just continue to listen. I showed him my rubber band method to retain the belt clip, and I mentioned that you had a different system for that. So I don't know if you're going to be at the Christmas meeting, but if you are, maybe you'll take a look at how you're doing it too. NAWRO.
All right, copy that. Be happy to show them. It's simple. It's just a piece of Velcro loop stuck to the back bottom of the holster thing. You make it wedge in place a little better. But I can show them the other mods too, because I notched out the side where you can plug in an external mic so you can still slide it in out of a holster with a mic attached. Showing that to them. And I said, I'm planning on being at the party, and if I'm there, I'm going to bring it with me so I can show it all to them. KF8DBZ.
KE8ZRI.
Hey, there he is. That's a good signal if that's 32. Go ahead, Brian. Well, copy that. We're also on here with Cliff DPZ. He has his DM32, and he'll be bringing it to the meeting as well this month. So what I'll do, just as a backup, between now and then, you'll probably get it figured out, but I'll bring my laptop, my programming cable, and if we need to, we could just program it right there. But I'm going to turn it over to Cliff if you've got any comments on that. That software, when I first got it, was a little buggy, but the latest version, I didn't have any problem. But over to Cliff.
All right, well, good morning to you, Brian. Cliff here, KF8DPZ. Yep, I'm going to bring my radio to the holiday party so you can take a look at it. And like Tim, I'm going to bring my laptop and my code plug in so you can check that out, too, if you want, along with the programming cable. So no matter how this happens, if you don't get it sorted by then, we can definitely get it sorted at that time. Over to you, Brian.
Thank you, KE8SWR. Yeah, I think there's some corruptness in this code plug. I'm probably going to have to erase it and start all over again.
That'd be my suggestion. Just default it and start over. Just put your radio ID in. Make sure talk radio is just turned off. Put your radio ID in and talk group 51 on time slot 1. You should, in the frequency, should get you started. I'll let you know that. KE8SWR.
Thanks, KE8SWR. Hey, while I got you on here, I was just wondering, what's the story on Mayo, if you can discuss it, why the DMR repeater's not working up there? I was just curious. I don't know if it's a sensitive issue or not. If you can tell me, I would appreciate it. If not, that's fine, too. Over to you, SWR.
All I can say is it's off for an undetermined amount of time. We're working on getting it back active, but it's about all I really want to say about it right now. Over.
Okay, well, if you need any help, I'm here to help you.
Yeah, it's a site issue, so we're working on it, but one of these days, maybe.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for your help. I'm going to go off to the side here and kind of look at this code plug and see what's going on. 73's to all KEAS or KEAZRI listening.
Yep, and I'm jumping out too. Keep it up still here.
Hey, thanks again, Jeff. I appreciate that. I'll jump out as well. NAWRO, I'll be clear. Go ahead, Cliff.
Alrighty. Good luck there, Brian. I'm sure it won't be a problem. Worst comes worst, I can give you a hand with it as well. Obviously, you know, I've got mine working up right. Jeff, there's something I do want to pick your brains about. I just don't need to do it right now. We can talk about it later because it's nothing urgent. And finally, 73 to everyone. I am going to be sitting here monitoring. KF8DPZ.
Good morning, everybody. W8DPD. I'll be monitoring for the next 4 hours.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Happen to be working on a new task book for you, if that's okay, because of the new call sign you mentioned.
That sounds good. I'm hoping to have at least 2 more classes done by then, but I'm kind of stuck right this minute at work. I'm not at my desk, so I can't work on the actual training until I get home.
Oh, yeah, no worries. You do that at your own pace. I just figure I'd clean it up and start over with a brand new copy of the correct call sign and just clean it up for you. And we'll take care of that. You're coming to the next this month's meeting, right? Next month's meeting, this month's meeting is the 18th. It's the gathering. We weren't really going to do anything, but we will do task books. If I should say the deputy EC will do task books if you're going to join. If not, we'll deal with it on January.
I can plan on being there with all my...
Hey, sorry there, Brian. You're not quite making it at my end. You want to try one more time?
I plan on being there with my wife, my laptop, and all my programming parts. So I look forward to being there for sure.
Awesome. Copy that. Yeah, technically we weren't supposed to be doing any ARPSC work, but we got special dispensation to sign off on task books, because we don't meet that often. So, yeah, please do bring what you can. And, of course, Dave, bring all the family, whoever you want. Apparently it's going to be a nice little gathering, just kind of a session like we have before and after the meeting sometimes without having to do any work. So I'm looking forward to it myself. So with that, I'll cut you loose, but I will be monitoring today as well. N8WRO after you, sir.
Whiskey 8 for Draws for X-ray testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anybody copying on statewide 1?
KBSWR. SWR.
KBSWR, W8VR. How do you copy?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you copy me on Mount Clemens?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I must have the settings right.
What's that? Sounds like you turned your head away from the microphone.
Yeah, looks like I got the settings on the radio correct and reprogramming up a new one. So thanks a lot for the comeback. Whiskey, it's Victor Oscar, I'd say.
Hey, was that you that had a question for me earlier before I jumped out?
Negative.
Again, I didn't copy your audio. Try it again.
I said negative.
Okay, no problem. KB and SWR.
Whiskey, Victor Oscar, X-ray.
Okay. That was you that had the wrong talk group in earlier. Okay, I see it now. Yeah, you had it wrong before. KBSWR. NAWRO, KBSWR.
KBSWR. Is that all right? Testing. Testing on statewide 1.
KBSWR, is that all right? This is KF8DPZ. I've got you. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, DPZ, I got this thing working. I finally got this DM32 radio working. Works great on DMR, but not so much on analog.
Yeah, it definitely works great on the digital stuff. On the analog side, if you want to check that out, I can go turn on my other radio and have a listen to you there.
No, that's okay. You don't have to bother. There's other people on here, and I have a lot more work to do on this code plug anyway, so I'm going to work on a little bit and see what I can clean up.
Sounded good in Richmond, Brian, just to let you know, N-A-W-R-O.
All right, Tim, I got the DM32 working. I didn't have, you know, when I copied over cut and paste, it didn't cut and paste the RX groups, the RX group list, or the TX contact, so that was the problem. Over.
Copy that. Sounding good now. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yep, you've definitely got it working really good there now, Brian. Sounds good to me. So keep on doing what you're doing. Sounds to me like you got it pegged. KF8 DBZ monitoring.
Okay, back to work, guys. Thanks for your help. This is KE8ZRI monitoring.
NAWRO clear QSO.
NAWRO, 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 KE8ZRI.
I copy you, Brian. NAWRO here. Go ahead.
I'm having good luck with this radio, but I was just wondering, I wanted to ask you a question. It seems like you got to hold it in all these weird positions to get the analog to sound right. Otherwise, they get a lot of static. Did yours do that? Over.
Yeah, not normally. I didn't have that as a standard thing. I did put the extra long antenna on it, but I think that was more for transmit rather than receive. So the only thing I do is, just try different transmit locations, you know. In addition to your QTH, bring it around and see if it's consistent everywhere. I don't know. Hopefully you didn't get a bad one. I don't think you did. I tell you what, the transmit signal is fine.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been saying. They said it sounds great. I haven't tried the long antenna yet. I still got the short one on because Dean told me to always use the short antenna. Don't use the long one. But I think I'm going to try the long antenna. And the noise is definitely from the computers and the computer screens. I know that. But I was just wondering, you had to hold the radio in all these weird positions to get the audio to come in on analog. But it sounds great when it comes in. It sounds fantastic. Over to you.
Hey, copy that. The only thing I can say is just collect more data points on different areas that you're transmitting from. And also you're doing the UMP, so it'd be nice to, you know, try Warn or one of the other repeaters. Heck, I didn't even think about it. What about the 7.2? I wonder what it does in VHF. I can stand by over there if you're interested.
Okay, I will switch to QSY to the 7.2. Stand by. KEZRI out.
QSY, NAWRO.
K8DIY Mobile, statewide one.
KE8WUO, KE8LAX. KE8WUO, KE8LAX. KE8LAX, testing. KE8LAX, clear.
KE8LAX. KE8LAX. KEZ.
Oh, wait a minute. KE8DRI. Go ahead, Brian. KE8LAX.
How does this DM32 radio sound to you, Dean?
It sounds good, just as I expected.
Yeah, playing around with this radio, I am really impressed. The only problem I'm having is receiving analog. I got to hold the radio a certain way to pick anybody up, but when I do pick them up, it sounds really good. It sounds excellent. But this radio on analog is more bothered by the computers, you know, the computer screens and everything. Now, other radios don't seem to be bothered by it so much, but this one seems to be really sensitive to the noise. Did you notice that when you had your radio over, or when you borrowed Tim's radio over?
I did not use that radio analog at all.
Actually, you know what? No, no, I stand corrected. Tim had analog programmed in there for our local home repeaters. I did use it a little bit. No, I didn't have any issues, but how far are you away from the repeater you're trying to listen to?
Well, it was KC8, UMP, the Mount Clemens repeater, and the Warren repeaters. Yeah, it was those. So they were really close. Yeah, they were really close, but this thing is really weird with the noise. I don't know. I'm still messing around with it. I'm programming in all the MI5 repeaters up north right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Which antenna are you using? Are you using that Motorola knockoff with the kind of ball at the end?
Yeah, roger that. I got the regular little antenna. I didn't try that long one yet. But I did try another antenna that I have. It's a longer antenna for one of my other radios. I think it's in Nagoya. And seemed to be a little bit different, but it was the same basic thing with the noise and having to adjust the radio, you know, how you handle the weird angle you got to turn it at to get it to work. But it seemed to be less affected by this other antenna, but I don't know. I still got to mess around.
I don't know if I've tried this. I've actually got a John right in front of me, KAWUO. He mentioned it might be interference locally to your location, and that maybe you should try like standing outside or like in the driveway or front porch or something and see if it changes a little bit. KE8LAX Friday.
KE8ZRID. Yeah, no, I walk around the house and it looks different. You know, you just walk inches and it changes all over the place. So, yeah, it's, you know, I can go out on the deck here and it sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I would suggest, like, the next time you go for a drive or go to the grocery store or something, try something away from the house because different radios take different interferences and stuff, and it's different. If I key up too close to our shredder, here in our office at the shop, I can actually make the shredder trigger. And also when I key up my speakers on the shop computer, buzz like hell, whether it's analog or DMR. Different sound over the speakers, of course, but I would suggest next time you go out, try it when you're outside and see if it gets any better. If not, maybe you got a faulty radio, and at that point, since you have the code plug set up, just make sure your code plug's backed up, and if you got it through Amazon, just have them do a swap out.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to decide what to do with it, but I'm not there yet. But other than that, I am totally impressed with this radio. I like it a lot. Oh, that noise is the radio. It's making the computer buzz. So, but it's definitely computer noise that I'm getting. But I'm comparing it to my other radios. My other radios don't seem to be as affected by the computers as much as this radio does. But hey, we'll play around with it some more, and we'll see what's going on. Okay, I'm going to go back to working on my code plug. 73, Dean. Thanks for coming back to me. And we'll talk to you later. It's KE8ZRI out.
Yeah, it's a great sounding radio, especially over DMR. Maybe back just a little bit off the speaker. You do get a little bit of distortion on your higher notes, but other than that, you sound great. So I'll say 73s. Enjoy playing around with it, and we'll talk soon. I'll have the radio on pretty much all day. KE8LAX, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, I'll turn that mic gain down one click and we'll see what happens later on. KE8ZRI monitoring.
KE8ZRI, KE8LAX. I wouldn't play with your mic gain, just maybe your position of where the radio is. On a couple of your words, it sounded for lack of a better term, like you were spitting at the microphone rather than talking at the mic or talking across the mic. Obviously, every radio is different, and the microphones are placed in different spots. So, but I wouldn't play with your game because I think you sound pretty darn good.
Okay, how does this sound now, Steve?
Not bad. It sounds like maybe a little bit quieter. Did you drop that game?
Oh, no, not yet. So I just moved it away from my face. I got to get out of the habit of holding the microphone right up to my face. So maybe I can just go away right now.
Yeah, then that was just fine. Yeah, as long as you're talking across it. I had that problem when I was borrowing Tim's. You can't have it that close to your face, and I turned the radio just a little bit off to the side so that you're talking across the microphone. But other than that, you sound good. I wouldn't play with the game. But either way, 7-3, then we'll talk soon. K-E-8-O-X, clear.
Okay, thanks for your help, Dave. 73-K-E-8,
all right. K-E-8-S, statewide one.
K-E-8-L-A-X,
K-E-8-Z-R-I, go ahead.
Hi, Dean. This is Brian. I'm taking the radio on the road, and I'm inside the car with a little antenna, and just wanted to see how it was getting out.
You sound great, Brian. Have you tested it on VHF, UHF yet?
Yeah, I've been talking to Tim and some other people, I think Jeff, on the UHF, VHF, and it sounds all right, but the I don't know, when it receives, it's kind of staticky, and you got to hold the radio just the right certain way. I'm still trying to deal with it.
Okay, and you tried that outside of your house, and you still have to do that? K-E-8-L-A-X Friday.
I did it on the other side of the house, and where it was away from the computers, and it seemed to make a difference. It was a lot better, but it still does it. Now, this is comparing it to my other radios, my DM-1701
and the Itty
Bitty radio, and in my K6. And those radios don't react like this one does to the noise. Maybe I just got to get used to it, I think.
So if you're driving around right now, I suggest going over to one of the repeaters and seeing if you have to do the same thing. It might be sensitive to something in your house in general. So since you're not at your house, period, I would suggest trying to test it. Do you have anyone out on 7.2 or FBI?
Could you say that again, please?
Since you're out and about, you should probably test the VHF and UHF, since you're not at the house. Do you have anybody on 7.2 or FBI that can help you test, or would you like me to go fire up the mobile?
No, you don't have to go out of your way. It's all right. Yeah, there's other people on the other channel. They talk to Sean and Dakota sometimes. We're going to get out of the car here in a minute, so we've got an appointment, so I'm going to have to turn it down for right now, but maybe later. Over.
Sounds good. 7-3s, but on the DMR side, you sound great. You're getting in great, and you've got good audio levels. K-8-L-A-X, I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Yeah, you sound like $1 million on this thing. You really sound good. You sound really nice and clear and everything. Yeah. Really sound good. Okay, 7-3s, thanks for helping me out. I'm sorry to keep bothering all the time, but I really appreciate your help. 7-3s, and this is K-E-8-Z-R-I monitoring.
Not a problem. That's what I'm here for. K-E-8-L-A-X, clear.
W-D-A-K-L-L.
W-D-A-K-L-L, K-E-8-L-A-X. How are you doing today, Greg?
W-D-A-K-L-L.
Kilo 8, Delta India Yankee.
WD8KLL. I'm just wondering how you're picking me up.
Hey, good evening, Greg. My name here is Gordon. I am picking you up on a hot spot through the Brandmeister link right now. Coming in great, 5-9, good signal.
Okay, I appreciate the report there. I'm on a hot spot as well. Open spot, 4 Pro, crossboating from Yaesu over to through Brandmeister to the MI5 network.
Oh, that some groups that think that's sacrilege using a fusion radio to do DMR. Way to go. Yeah, it's sounding good. I really like the cross-mode capability that these hotspots have.
Yeah, Roger, that one. Yeah, I'm trying to get used to it myself, honestly. It's a little fidgety, but it seems to work once it's working, if you don't mess with it.
I hear that, but it's no fun to have a radio and not mess with it, so it's all part of amateur radio is playing around with things. I've got a Yaesu HT, but it's just an analog, so and I don't like the sound on it, so it does not get used very much. It sits in its box looking pretty. Most of my radios are either Chinese or Motorola, and so far I'm happy with all of them for the most part.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've just started with the Yaesu and stuck with them, so I've got a base and mobile and handheld all Yaesu, so I'm kind of used to them all having the same programs and same frequencies in all my radios, and they all, you know, I can look at the same channel numbers, they're all the same.
There was another station that came back to you a little bit ago, and I'm not sure if you heard them or not. I think the call sign ended LAX, but I'm going to leave a break and see if they're still out there and want to join in with us.
K-E-A-L-A-X. Yeah, I was just coming back because I know yesterday he was kind of playing around with the radio and trying to get everything up and working, so I kind of figured that's what he was doing, so I just wanted to make sure that I came back. I don't really have anything to add to your conversation, K-E-A-L-A-X.
Yeah, Dean, I appreciate that. Yeah, it seems to be working. So, yeah, Jack, I was just going to put my call out, see if he was around. He'd come back if he was around, so very good. Appreciate you coming back.
All right. Good to talk to you, Dean and Greg, both. I just coming back from volunteered at a parade earlier this afternoon, and making my way back home, and stopped at Silver Lake State Park to get a quick photo activation in, and then continue my journey northward.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, I probably didn't get you because you were in Michigan, but yeah, I was on Dakota earlier. What park did you activate?
I'm at Silver Lake State Park, Uniform Sierra 1538. It's over outside of Hart, Michigan, on Lake Michigan.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Did you get a lot of contacts?
It's not crazy, but I don't have the best antenna. I'm just running a CB antenna through a wide-range tuner, so my efficiency is terrible right now. But there seems to be a lot of activity. I'm on 20 meters right now, and I'm hearing a lot of traffic as far as other people hearing me. It's hit and miss, but I got 14 in the log so far.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was on 20 pretty much all morning, and I think I logged over 100 today, so I was on there all day pretty much.
Yeah, right on. I was on 10 meters this morning. It was really booming in. but that band is kind of challenging for Parks on the Air because it's mostly DX, and I don't think, you know, Europe and Asia hunt POTA stations as much as American operators do, or at least they don't hunt American POTA stations. But I managed to pick up, I think, 15 contacts. I was just going for a quick activation, and then I was listening to, what is it, 28400 for a while, operating that mobile, but didn't actually manage to do so with anybody. So, but it was good to hear the band alive. It's K8DIY.
Yeah, it's been 10 meters was good yesterday in the morning. I got quite a few GX stations. And 20, of course, was good yesterday as well. So, yeah, I've been hunting, just hunting the stations out there. I've been having a lot of fun with that. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun for sure.
Oh, yep, I agree. One of the stations that I was listening to for a while on up on the voice section of 10 meters, he was a station from down by Miami. He was running a beam antenna at 75 feet and had it pointed north and a 1,500-watt amplifier behind it. So he was pushing a lot of power. I don't know that he needed all that power, but he was coming in good all the way up here.
Yeah, I often wondered if the guys out there doing POTA were using any kind of amplifiers. Most are not, but I know there are some doing that. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's legal, but 1,500 watts anyways.
Oh, my bad on that. He wasn't doing Parks on the Air. He was just calling CQ on the calling frequency on 28400 and getting a lot of one pile up after another of people coming back to him. So he was just logging contacts, taking advantage of the band while it was open and knocking them down with his beam.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing is just, I don't have a beam or nothing. I got a wire, and if I can hear him, I'll call for him. But I do have an amplifier, so it does help me. I don't have a 1,500 watt. It's just a 600 watt, and I only put 45 watts into it, and I think I get almost 350 out of it. And that's plenty.
All right, yeah. It sounds like a nice setup. I'm just running barefoot as it is. I think I'm pushing 50 watts right now. This, like I said, this CB antenna. It's not crazy about 20 meters, so if I try to put the full 100 into it, the coil on it overheats. So got to dial the power back a little bit and get to, run digital. It's kind of hard on loaded antennas anyway because those coils heat up, but I'm making it out.
No, very good. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you here and chatting. I got to get to running here and... we'll chat at you later there. I don't have my thing up to get your call sign, but it's WDAKLL on this end.
Likewise, good chatting with you this evening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'm sure we'll chat again. WDAKLL, this is K8DIY, Gordon. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Very good, sir. We'll chat again. WDKLL clear.
WDR testing.
K8FGW monitoring.
WDR test clear.
K8YTO testing radio.
K8YTO. This is KF8DPZ. Your radio is working just fine. I read you loud and clear.
Thank you very much, KE8YTO clear.
Anytime. KF8DPZ monitoring. LB8 EAP testing.
W8DAP, clear. W8EAP, testing.
W8EAP, this is KF8DPZ. I hear you loud and clear. Everything seems to be working.
Thank you, sir. I was checking out another radio I programmed, so making sure my call database went through. I forgot to put the call database in, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting his numbers, no call signs. All right, thanks a lot, W8EAP.
Anytime. I can understand the frustration of programming these DMRs. I spent hours doing mine. KF8TPZ monitoring.
Check, 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 check.